Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course at thekickasslife.com.
G'day, this is Stuart Emery, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, good morning there. Welcome to the show. Really excited to get going today. Today we're going to start with a very, very simple principle that can absolutely change your life and really allow you to create ultimate happiness. It's one that some of you won't like because it involves, let me tell you the quote first. This is a quote that I've been using now for probably a decade. When I take 100% responsibility for everything in my life and everything not in my life, there is no one left to blame. Let me say that one more time. When I take 100% responsibility for everything in my life and everything not in my life, there is no one left to blame. And this idea of taking 100% responsibility for everything not in my life, and everything in my life. So that doesn't mean just the good or the bad. It's everything. So if you're in a crappy relationship, and you've got a terrible partner that treats you poorly, when I take 100% responsibility for everything in my life and everything not in my life, which is a partner that respects and loves you and sees the greatness in you and grows with you and creates a level of happiness that they have with inside them that they're willing to share with you. That is what I'm talking about here. Again, if you are broke, you have no money, you're in debt, okay? You take 100% responsibility for that act, for that particular result. Because I always say that results never lie. The results are the feedback from whatever you want to use, whether it's the universal feedback, whether it's from your faith, from your God, whatever it is. But your feedback is immediate. Either you have a lot of friends or you don't. Either you wake up feeling happy and on purpose, or you don't. Either you wake up and there's money in the bank and money coming in, or there isn't. And so every result in our life, and I know this is a tough one. Like I said, some of you are going to find this hard to swallow, but this will change your life. And for some of you, yeah, you may have a good relationship. You may have great kids. You may have money coming in, but you're still not completely happy and fulfilled, or you're not fulfilling the purpose that you know you want to inside, because there's something blocking. In other words, something has happened in the past, some trauma or some event or something has happened in the past that you're holding on to. And so instead of allowing that to go, you just stay stuck. And yeah, so you still have all the things you kind of want, but there's still a knowingness. There's something deep inside that's not right. So you're not clean. There's no transparency in the way that we live, right? So there's something holding us back. There's something we're focused on that is holding us back. And when I'm training on stage, I'll often draw, go to a white sheet of paper. And you can imagine this right now. In fact, if you want to do it, just get a clean sheet of paper right now, or do it in your mind if you're driving or working out or walking the dog, or you're out on the beach with your hubby. I know a lot of people like to listen to this when they're walking. So just picture a clean sheet of paper, and the white represents everything that's possible. It represents the money you can have, the friends, the travel, the adventure, everything. Imagine what's possible in life, right? And so you can imagine words written on there, love, friendship, adventure, happiness, intimacy. I mean, anything of the powerful words of everything that you could possibly create. And in the top right corner, I want you to draw and color in a big black circle in your mind. And that represents some of the crappy things in our life. You know, for some of you, it's bills, you know, and I say some of you, because if once you get to a certain stage in life, you never ever think about bills. Bills do not come up. They're going to be there, but you don't focus on them, right? So bills, or, you know, it could be anything, any of the dark energies. It could be, you know, an accident that you had 5 years ago in a car. It could be that your house was robbed. I mean, whatever that is. So think of that, anything that's going on in your life, and you put it in the black dot. Now imagine pulling that piece of paper with all those beautiful things written on the outside in the white areas and putting the black dot right in front of your eyes. And that's how most people choose to live their life, with their focused on this dot of darkness. And they wonder, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm all right. I feel great. Yeah, so it's crap. Yeah, right? And so again, what we want to explore today, I'm going to explore some strategies where you can start taking 100% responsibility for everything in your life and 100% responsibility for everything not in your life, so that you can truly discover and live this way. Some of you are driving to work right now in your car listening to this. And, you know, statistically, there's a good chance if you have a J-O-B that you're not very happy, right? 74%. And if you're driving to your business, your workplace, 80% of people fail in their businesses in the first 5 years. So, again, if we look at those two examples, that would be a great way to say, well, I take 100% responsibility for everything in my life and everything not in my life. So there's no one left to blame. And again, it's not about blaming self, but it's about understanding that everything in your life right now currently is a result of past thoughts, past feelings, and past actions, right? So if we look at the process of manifestations, right? Our environment creates the way we think, which creates the way we feel, which creates the actions we take, which creates our results. And this is all about results today. So we're talking about results. If you want a different set of results in your life, okay, and again, I meet a lot of people. I train a lot of people, thousands and, well, hundreds of thousands. But I mean, typically, you know, even this month, it would be over 1,000 people, maybe more, that I've trained. And so when I look back into those people, when they walk into the room with me, so many of them are carrying the burden of life on their backs and in their hearts and the way they walk, the way they show up. And you're probably listening to me right now. And there's this kind of spiral that seems to happen. And so today I'm going to give you a secret formula that will give you the chance to completely take control of everything in your life, starting with the one idea, the one principle. You know, when I take 100% responsibility for everything in my life and everything not in my life, there's no one left to blame. So just that responsibility part. I've given homework in the past, and I want to reiterate it because, again, I'm going to broadcast this Monday now. I'm going to change Mondays, just so you know, you're listening in. If you're used to me doing my goofy Irish accent and doing a 10-minute show, I'm going to be doing a 30-minute personal development show every Monday to start you off with a week with a principle to focus on. And in that, I'm going to broadcast it on both my shows. Again, I have two very different sets of listeners, and some of you, I know a lot of you actually do listen to both, but still, I just want to make sure that I really give you, because if you're listening to both, there's six shows a week, and a lot of you don't have time to listen to six shows a week. So, you know, I want to make sure that we really sort of start to sort of drill down into real important principles that you can work with each Monday that will carry you through the week. So if you're somebody who's listening to both shows, okay, I want to make sure that as you go from show to show, they really sort of give you so much more and so much more that you can deliver on to your own life. Okay. So that's kind of where that's what's happening here. So again, this Monday show will be the same in both places. That's why you didn't hear me use any of the welcome to which show. I'm just going to play this in both of the shows for those people who don't listen. Okay. Just so you know what's going on. Anyway, so let's get back to this. So if we want to sort of look at this formula, then the first is I always poll people. And so last week I was in my event and I asked the question, so how many of you believe that your life's on purpose? In other words, everything that's in your life is sort of meant to be happening. And everyone puts their hand up and they're all like, yeah. We will agree that this is all sort of preordained and it's all meant to be happening. And then I asked the question, so why are we struggling so much? How come that we believe that? I mean, and I would say every room I poll says the same thing, that sort of 90 to 100% of the room will put their hand up saying, yep, I believe it's all meant to be happening the way it is. Yet we struggle with everything that happens. So we're okay with that philosophy if it's positive. But when it's negative, someone breaks into our house or someone runs into the back of our car, suddenly we have a problem. So the event, right? So we take an event. Most of you have had a little ding in your car, right? So the event is you have a car accident. The story you make up about it, all right? So if you make up a story about it, a negative story, you make up a story that, I almost died. You know, you make up a story, he's an idiot. I can't believe he did that. You know, it doesn't matter what story you make up. But if you make up a story, there's going to be a problem. Now, we all agree that everything's happening for a reason. Intellectually, we can say that. So the event is there's a car accident. The story we create about it, okay, is either going to create a problem or no problem. So the two formulas is event, story, problem. Event, same event, no story, no problem. Give you an example of that. So I was driving this is a number of years ago. My son was probably about 5 or 6. He's 16 now, so maybe a decade ago. Driving, I had a Toyota 4Runner, which I happen to love this car. I love my Toyota 4Runner. And my son was playing in the back and he kept putting his helmet on his head and taking it off, take it off. And I started to turn around. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just goofing around. I said, okay. And his bike was in the back of the car. And suddenly, as I was turned around, this huge cement truck smashes into the back of the truck or into the 4Runner and just totals it. And the bike comes wanging forward, hits my son in the head, who just happened to have put his helmet on, so he didn't hurt him. But because I was turned around, I got really, really, I mean, it was a goodie. Good whiplash. My body felt like, you know, it felt like I'd been in the ring with Ali for a couple of rounds. Anyway, so cards written off. I get out and the guy was lighting a cigarette and he comes out and he's shocked and he's stunned. He sees there's a couple of kids in the car and he's an older guy. And so event, someone ran into the back of my car. Right, the story I'm going to create about it, this is where I have control. This is where I take over if I understand and live by this principle that can change everything. Okay, so the event, car crash. Story, I get out and I look at him and say, you okay? He said, I'm so sorry. I said, don't worry about it. I said, listen, I've texted when I've been driving. I've driven with my knee. Sometimes I can do 6 things when I'm driving. I said, so don't worry about it. I said, things happen. And I said, are you okay? He says, yeah, I'm fine. I said, okay, don't worry about it. I said, it's fine. I said, we got insurance. It'll be okay. And I was really hurting. I mean, I'd really, really hurt myself. But the power I had in that moment, I mean, what's a different response? Story is, you're a jerk. Story is, you were light a cigarette. How can you? You're so blah, 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 right? I can get like that. Sure. How do I feel? How does it make him feel? Have I ever, ever, ever in my life, ever driven poorly, Speeded, whatever that word is, gone fast. All right. Have I ever driven carelessly? Have I ever, thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Did I hit anyone behind from behind? No, of course not. When I used to smoke years ago, when I was young, did I ever drive and light cigarettes with while I was driving? Of course I did, right? Because I was young and silly, right? And so the question is, right then, that moment, I have ultimate power because I get out. And it was really incredible to watch him because he almost cried with my reaction was just there. I mean, like, what could I do? Make him feel worse? He already felt like crap. Okay. And was he in the wrong? Yes. Will the assurance determine that? Yes. Did the police determine that? Yes. So is he going to have to deal with that anyway? Yes. So my anger or my lack of anger or my empathy is what I control. Event, story, problem. Event, story, no problem. And I'll give you another example of that. I was at a fair, like a craft fair in Vernon, which is close to where I live. And I remember sort of walking through this fair and I remember noticing and this is going to sound a little woo-woo, I know, but noticing an energy off in one corner, there was this kind of feeling I had of this person. And so there was this guy sitting down and I wander over there and he's a carver carving soapstones. And as I'm standing there, I realize he's in a wheelchair and he's got his son who's about 10 to one side of him and his wife. And we start chatting and I'm a guy that asks questions. I'm not worried about asking the question. I mean, the guy's in a wheelchair. And I mean, so I start chatting about what happened, why he's in a wheelchair. Anyway, he showed me a set of photographs that he had there of his accident. And he was a elite sports guy, doing like the X Games and he broke his back. And, So, but as I was sort of started hearing his story, I noticed there was no sympathy in his voice. There was no anything. It was just like, wow, this thing happened. And as I'm talking to him, I spent probably an hour, hour and a half chatting to them, looking at all the photographs, talking through it. And his wife looked at me and she said, one thing that really surprised me. I said, what's that? She said, from the moment he opened his eyes, he never, ever once regretted anything. He never, ever, blamed anyone. He just took it on. And now he still does, back in doing extreme sports as well, but he found carving. He said, and his number one passion in life is carving. And he said, I've never found it if I'd have had my legs. He said, and I absolutely love it. And his son's there. I'm thinking, wow, what an inspiration. Then I think of Christopher Reeves, what he did after he broke his back. He was already Superman before, but he broke his back and became an ambassador of change in the world. The same with Rick Hansen. All these people that have gone through this catastrophic event, paraplegic, quadriplegic, right? And then gone on to change the world in a significant way. They find their voice in the event. So again, do we agree that everything's happening for a reason? Yeah, until we lose our legs, right? And everyone I've interviewed on the show, on the Kick-Ass Life show over the years, all right? The ones that have had real trauma, remember the guy that lost both his legs, right? Trapped under a rock in New Zealand, right? They would never go back and change. They don't want to go back and get their legs back because what they discovered after the event was incredible. And I'll give you one more example because I want to give different life examples because there are some people when the event happens, remember the second part of the event formula is the event is... there's an event and you make up a story. And, so you have a problem. Event, no story, no problem. So event broke his back, no story about it, no problem. Get on, live life, do great things, discover your passions, change the world. Boom, done. Right? That's a philosophy. Philosophically, when we take 100% responsibility for everything in our life and everything not in our life, there's no one left to blame. All right. And so the other way to think about it is your event happens, right? Your response will determine the outcome. So there's an event, my response when I get out the car equals the outcome. I'll give you one other example of this. I witnessed something in Toronto a few years ago where a guy was trapped in an elevator and I happened to be standing at the bottom when he got out. And this guy was this huge ex-pro footballer and didn't like tight spaces, obviously. But he came out, he screamed and it was just the most humiliating thing I've ever seen. This manager of the hotel stood there as this giant of a man looms over and just rips him a new one and just screams at him. And interestingly enough, what happened is a few years ago, I was doing my first event in Kelowna, And so what happened was I was going up to the, and it was at the Grand Hotel, which is one of the best hotels in our city. Well, that's what they say. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it is. It's one of the more expensive hotels. I get trapped in the elevator for 4 hours. And, you know, they're trying to get me out. You know, it's late. I have an event in the morning. A lot of things I could think about. And so I just try and lay down on the floor and I try and sleep. And I put my flip-flops over my eyes. And, you know, there's 24 halogen lights burning down onto me. It's like getting a suntan. And the only thing that bothered me, honestly, was they kept calling down and saying, "Are you okay?" And I'm saying, "Look, I'm okay. I just want to sleep. So just when you're ready, just open the door. I'm fine. Just let me sleep." Anyway, but they kept in. That was the only thing that kind of got my nerves a little bit. I just say, "No, I'm good. I'm good." All right. And so I'd already decided the event was I'm trapped in an elevator. I already decided my response. My response was, what can I do about it? Nothing. Do things break? Yeah, of course they break. And is anyone to blame? No. I'm in the freaking elevator. I push the button. I take 100% responsibility for it. And I lay there. 4 hours later, I get out and there's the fire brigade. There's the lift company. There's the manager, the assistant manager. They're all lined up. And I could see that they looked like they were like, oh shit, here we go. Right. And I'd already decided my response. So I had to climb up and I had to actually finally end up opening the doors and climb up inside and pull this one lever to get the door open and then climb out. So it was something I could have done right away, but they wouldn't let me. They said the insurance. And I said, I can help if you want. No, we'll do it from the side. And finally I had to help. Right. So I get out and I just give everyone a hug. I say good night. And I walk off. Not a word. I didn't speak about it. I just said good night. I went to my room and asked for a refund, a rebate, nothing like that. Done. Okay. So the event, my response equals the outcome. You should have seen the look on their faces. It was absolute stunned. They were like, what just happened? This guy just got out of an elevator after 4 hours and was the kindest, most open, warm-hearted, hugging, and then bed. No comment, no, whatever, right? I just allowed it to be what it was. I was stuck in an elevator, right? Now think back yourself right now to all of the things that have happened in your life, even this week that you're responding to or making stories about. What would happen in your life? And I'm going to give you a bit of homework before we close today's show. What would happen in life, though, if you started taking 100% responsibility for everything in your life, everything not in your life, everything that happens to you, every jerk that's in your life, everything, you take it all on. The buck stops here. Imagine the smile on your face when you have that kind of power. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's okay in the moments where my good times start to fade. Imagine being the person that makes people smile. The fact that you're not trapped in a world where you're reacting to everything, right? Just imagine that. Yeah, house is broken into, this happened to us, right? And I just can't imagine. I watch people do this. So some kids broke into my ex-wife's house. So I popped down there and obviously helped out. And there's a lot of stories that they could have made up for family, right? My boys and but we never carried it on for more than a second. So they broke in, insurance came, you know, they stole some stuff. And obviously my kids were a little bit worried about it. But then we just let it go. Don't worry about it. It happens. So we're not going to carry that energy forward. It's like, you know, some people years later, they're still holding on to the frickin' story that someone knocked on, you know, broke down their door. And I get it. I get that stuff's going to happen. But the question is here is, and I know it sounds simplistic, only if I didn't give you 100 examples of things that I have to practice this. It's not something it's not a theory I read in a book. This is a lifestyle choice. This is how you live an extraordinary life. This is how, whatever show you're listening to right now, whether it's Amplified, this is how you amplify your life. This is how you kick ass. I mean, this is simply it, is to take complete responsibility for everything in your life, everything not in your life. There's no one left to blame. The other homework there, imagine this. Imagine if you don't blame anyone, you don't justify anything, and you don't complain about anything. anything. Imagine those three things. And when you get good at it, you notice. You notice when a justification is coming out of your mouth. Because, you know, the good way to think about a justification, you know, you either have a reason or a result. If you're going to justify something, you have a reason. A reason, you don't have a result. So again, if you don't take that on, if you don't justify, you don't find yourself, because that's a victim language, you know, and you don't want the language of a victim if you want to create an extraordinary life. You know, it is what it is. And the buck stops here. I take 100% responsibility. So there's no justification. Did you get it done? Absolutely not. No, I didn't. You know, I did the best I could, or maybe you didn't. Nope. You know what? I got distracted. I went drinking last night. I got up late. Didn't get it done. No justification. Most of us will justify and make up some BS story that we think of that every time we tell little lies to make ourselves seem or to avoid the absolute truth. Imagine it's like something eating away, like a little Pac-Man eating away at our soul. So we get smaller and smaller and smaller with every justification. Imagine then if there was only, let's say you could only have 100 justifications in your life and then you die. Would you justify then? And I almost feel that you do die internally. There's a kind of like this silent death with justifications or with complaining and blaming. Blaming's a good one. You know, I could have blamed the guy behind me when he hit me in the truck. I could have blamed the manager of the hotel for my situation in the elevator. All right. But tell me, what does that do? When you blame someone, what energy, how would I have felt? I went to bed smiling that night in the elevator situation. I thought, what a great story. And I used it on stage the next day, right? But the idea that I can blame someone, something externally for my results, you know, blame the economy for my finances. There's a lot of people who get rich during a downturn in the economy. Blame my boss for losing my job, whatever, you know, imagine you don't blame anything or anybody for anything, right? Sorry. So don't blame anyone for anything. And internally, that's the same for ourselves, you know, where we can blame ourselves if you're in a pity party sort of cycle where we just look in the mirror and we feel crappy about ourselves and we blame ourselves for everything. That's blaming ourselves is as detrimental, because taking responsibility is different from blame. Blame is a dark energy. Responsibility is a powerful energy, right? I take responsibility for being broke. I take responsibility for being an alcoholic. I take responsibility for, you know, the relationship that exists between my ex-wife and I. I take responsibility, whatever those things are. Look at anything in your life that is not absolutely harmonious or beautiful, and you take responsibility for it. It's not like blaming yourself. I blame myself. You know, I always pick loser husbands. I'm just bad at this, right? That's a different, that is a victim kind of thought process. And we don't want that. We want you to start to understand there's an event. You're going to respond to it a certain way. You're going to have an outcome. All right. We're going to blame, justify, and complain. We're just going to simply give ourselves a big pat on the back, a big, huge hug, and say, you know, from this moment forward, I choose not to blame anyone for anything. I don't blame the economy. I don't blame the weather. I don't blame anyone for anything. I don't blame my husband for our crappy situation. I don't blame anyone for anything. I don't justify anything. A result, or I don't. If there's no result, I just take responsibility for it. I don't justify it. And I stop complaining. You notice, I mean, complainers often complain to the wrong person all the time, right? So they go to work, they complain about their wife. They come home, they complain about their boss. And we complain to the wrong people constantly because it's easier. Because you're not really looking for a solution. You're just in the cycle of complaining, which again is one of the darker, weaker energies that will keep us living and playing small. And again, part of what this show is about today is to really kick ourselves in the butt and set ourselves up for a whole different kind of life, a whole different kind of week. Imagine that. You just take both these kind of these simple formulas. You know, event, story, problem. Event, no story, no problem. All right. And then practice. Watch what happens the next time something happens and everyone expects you to respond a certain way and you don't. Watch people's faces. It is the craziest thing when you can see people like, they're like, no way, you should have said, and they'll be talking about it. It's almost like, I can't believe it. He didn't say a word. They were robbed and it was like nothing happened. They didn't mention it. The kids are great. Everyone's having a great time. They didn't talk about it anymore. The insurance got it sorted out. Boom, done, right? So again, as we look through that, And the other thing is, you know, the ultimate success formula that I've taught on the show, I remind you of, is when you say yes to something. Step one, say yes, right? Step two, know why. Why? And we're going to talk about that maybe next week. We'll start getting into the why a little bit. We got to take massive action, step three. Then notice whether our actions are taking us towards what we want or away from what we want, right? And if those actions are not taking us towards what we want, we have to make an adjustment. So adjust, then back into massive action. Notice, no, it's still not working. Adjust. That's different from living in a world of blame, complain, justify. You know, I started my business, it doesn't work, the economy was crappy, I lost everything, this guy embezzled me, whatever the story is. Any story like that is going to hold you in one spot. Any story, you've been hurt by someone or a corporation or someone lied to you or something. Imagine that somebody, so you're involved in an organization. And let's just say that you, somebody in charge does something that you don't agree with. So you have an integrity issue with that person. Now, two or three ways to deal with it. One is everyone's doing the best they can, right? And so you can then go and talk to them, say, hey, can we talk? This really bothered me. This upset me. I want to clean this up. Because you don't want to carry that around. Because what's the other choice? You walk through life with this kind of like, well, you know, I don't really trust those people. I'm still working for them. I'm still working with them, but I don't trust them. So you have this dark energy you're carrying around every single day you're working together with these people. So you have two or three choices. Either you stand on your integrity and say, look, you know what? And you go and talk to them face to face. This is what bothered me. This is what I saw happen. I'd love to clean this up. Or listen, this is what happened. This is what I feel. My integrity won't allow me to stay here anymore, so I'm going to go. But I understand that, you know, you did the best you could. I just feel whatever. But either way, when we take that kind of responsibility, when we sit down with people and we share those things only with them, then we stop carrying them. Because remember, carrying any dark energy is like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. You've heard me say that 100 times already, right? So here we go. We've got this thing. We're not blaming. We're not justifying. We're not complaining about anything. Try that for 90 days. No complaining, you know, no justifications, no blaming. All right. Unbelievably powerful. Remember, because most of us, you know, get trapped in this sort of limiting thought sort of way of living and then sort of engaging in self-defeating behaviors. So the thoughts come before the feelings become before the actions come before the results. But the results are going to tell us either we're happy and full, either we feel like, you know, we have nothing we're carrying around with us. So if there's stuff to clean up with someone, here's your other homework. Go clean it up. If you've got stuff going on with someone, go and sit down with them and do the best you can, but let go of it. Once you talk to them, don't expect them to understand. Don't expect them to apologize and don't expect anything to change. All you're doing is cleaning up your own internal world so that you can start to get a different set of results in your external world. Remember that. Say this with me. My internal world creates my external world. My inner world creates my outer world, right? How you are on the inside is a direct mirror of what's showing up on the outside. So we know by your results what you're thinking. All right. So let that one sink in for a second. We know by your results what you're thinking. Okay. So either you've got the results, either you are in a great relationship or you're not. Either you are becoming wealthier every day or you're not. Either you're building something beautiful for the future or you're not. Either, you know, whatever it is, right? Either you're living in chaos and there's crap everywhere around your house or you're not. If you are, there's a lot of crap on the inside. Clean up the inside. You'll be able to easily clean up the outside. Chaos does not have to stay with you, right? And I've noticed that with a buddy of mine. This is a good example. And he may listen to this show. So I'm going to be a little bit careful here because I haven't had the conversation. But I reached out to him a week or two ago and I said, look, we need to chat. There's something I need to talk to you about. And the only thing I want to talk to him about is what I'm noticing on the outside of his life. I'm noticing that he's not as happy as he used to be. I'm noticing that each time I see him, he seems like there's more pressure applied to his life. And I like this guy a lot. And so I want to share with him what I'm observing on the outside so he can then do something about it and understand. If I have to, you know, give him some strategies, but certainly as someone I care about, I'm going to make sure he understands what I'm feeling. So I don't have these thoughts on my own in my room about someone without having the courage to maybe go on and actually address it. So again, so that's another thing, another homework, right? We've got a few here. All right. But that idea, no blame, no justify, no complain. But the other one is cleaning it up. Go clean it up with someone. Have a clearing conversation. Again, if you don't expect anything back, you don't expect an apology, you don't expect anything to change. All you're doing is just saying, hey, I'm just going to share what's going on with me and let them deal with it now. Now it's like coming out of your body into their body. All right. And remember, the other thing is everything that you're experiencing currently is a result of choices that you've made in the past. That's why taking 100% a responsibility makes everything so much easier. And remember, if you're willing to do what others won't today, you will have tomorrow what others won't. You'll be able to do what others can't tomorrow, right? So that's simple as it is. Very, very simple philosophy. 100% responsibility for everything in your life. 100% responsibility for everything not in your life. We get rid of all the victim talk. We clean up the mess with anyone. If there's any energy going on, you got something to say to someone, go say it to them. Phone them up, Skype them. Knock on their door, just say, look. And I always said, when I'm addressing something where there's some energy, I think something needs cleaning up, I typically will say, look, here's my outcome. And I had a hard conversation last week, someone. It was a very, very hard conversation because I felt how I received something. Again, I want to be careful because this isn't public knowledge yet. So I really don't want to talk about this, but I've talked with the person about it. But something happened. There was a lot of energy around it. But before our conversation, I set an intention. I said, my intention is at the end of this conversation that we're whole. My intention is that we have an understanding. We may not agree with what each other's doing, but we have an understanding. But my intention is you're a good person and I want you in my life. So my intention to have this type of conversation, it's harder, is not to lose you. It's to amplify and to make stronger our relationship. That was it before we got into the hard conversation. So the intentionality is, hey, I want something better than we have right now. Now let's get hard. Let's go into the harder conversation. Let's address that and let's see where we end up. But when you set that kind of intention, here's what I found is it typically always ends up working out okay. Unless the person is completely, you know, at a place where they're locked in, which case I can remember, I'm letting go. I am not carrying this crap with me anymore. So I am telling someone something to let go of it. Now, if they choose to be locked in, great. I can still hold space for them. So in other words, imagine when you get so to a place where even when someone around you is being a jerk, it's not impacting you. That you can just say, hey, listen, I've been a jerk before. I've been unreasonable before. Oh gosh, yeah. Yeah, I've done every mistake that anyone else is ever making around me. I know I've made in maybe, you know, 100 times. So I can just find in my own story times where I've done something similar and I just allow myself to stand willing to forgive, willing to move on, again, to take responsibility for everything and just move on, okay? Okay, well, hopefully that'll help. This is a great way to start the week, okay? Got some homework, okay? And imagine the power you feel when stuff happens and you respond to it in such a beautiful way that people's eyes are, they're like, they're wide open. They're like, oh my God, did you see what he just did or she just did? Awesome. And I line my secrets up all one by one. I put them all away when I was done. And I would really love to hear your voice sometime. Well, listen, you know, I just want to let you know, whichever show you're listening to, if you're listening to Amplified Network Marketing, don't forget, crank it up. Turn the dial, amplify your relationships, amplify your intimacy, amplify your finances. Go out there, squeeze the juice out of every second and truly, truly, truly make this an extraordinary life. And if you're listening to the Kick-Ass Life Show, hey, I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.